Right now, we need to get an idea of what's going on around the state of Wisconsin sports-wise, and I'm talking about the major sports, NFL, NBA, MLB. We've got Civic Media's own Mike Clemens here with us. Mike, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Gray. How are you, man?
Doing quite well. It is a beautiful day up here. Are you down south in the Green Bay area? Where does life find you today?
I'm in the Milwaukee area. You know, we were covering Brewers earlier this week, and then the Brewers are headed down to Tampa. They've got a weekend series tonight that starts tonight against the Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah, I actually heard we've got some updates from the Brewers. Something about a new setback for Contreras recently. Is that correct?
Yeah, the thing is, there's like fewer and fewer, you know, we're losing newspaper writers and feature guys, and I'm going to try in these reports that I have on your show and on Joel's show to try and do a little bit more profiles, because I think fans are sort of missing these things. But I noticed this about Contreras. In the couple of years he's been in Milwaukee and grown into that role of not only catcher, but sort of a team captain out there, this guy is just super competitive. I mean, he's just always in this competitor mode. Not a lot of goofing around. But last year I covered the Brewers when they're on the road at Fenway in the weekend series that against the Red Sox. And while some of the guys were kind of hanging out loose, they'd won a game, and he's still, like, very serious. Like, okay, what's next? What do we got to do next? All right, now what do we got to do? Or he's taking a nap. Resting up.
He's either locked in or preparing for the same.
That's a great word, locked in. The guy's always locked in. Now, he'd been complaining to the trainer. You know, you got a report if you got something going on for a couple of days. Like, I got this pain in my left hand. You know, the hand where he catches 100-mile-an-hour slouters from Admiral Uribe, right?
Yeah, just constant car crashes in that hand.
Yeah, well, you know. And so the GM, Matt Arnold, you know, did an interview yesterday. He said, yeah, so, you know, we decided to have a look at it. Yeah, he's playing with a fractured finger. Oh, okay. We might want to take a look at that. So I don't know what that means for his availability tonight when they open the series against the Rays. Jose Quintana, the lefty, is going to start tonight. The veteran, thank God they picked him up. But that's just the way this guy is, man. He's such a solid player. But yeah, you know, Brewers have been, battling and waiting for some of these pitchers to come back. They played the Cubs last weekend. The Cubs are in first place. They're about three games ahead of the Brewers and the Cardinals. But the Brewers are battling. Now still maintaining it 19-19, 500. After winning the series 2-1 against the Astros, they lost that third one the other day.
The phrase "treading water" comes to mind. Of course, tonight they'll be in. They'll be against Tampa Bay, but in a temporary stadium, as I understand.
Well, yeah, because the Rays' regular stadium got raked out by that hurricane last fall, so they worked out a deal with the Yankees. We're going to play in George Steinbrenner Field, is what it is. It's the minor league field where the Yankees have their spring training on it. So it's, you know, greatly reduced in terms of the number of people there, but at least those two teams, both in the American League, were able to work out a deal like that, so the Rays had a place to play, you know, somewhere in the Florida area. So that game's tonight at 6:05, and another one at 3:10 tomorrow afternoon, and they finish up the series at 12:40 on Sunday afternoon.
Excellent, excellent. And, of course, that game tonight will be right here on 98Q. I've heard that recently, though, baseball hasn't been the only name of the game. You've gotten to meet with the Packers draft picks. Is that correct?
Yeah, we went to rookie orientation last week, and that was a week after the huge draft party, which was, you know, just spectacular. So it's not – mini camp is not what it used to be. I mean, I was telling a story earlier today about, you know, I remember standing there on the sidelines – and there was this kid, a wide receiver they picked up, I think I get a second round, out of Western Michigan. And I'm standing there next to Gary Ellerson, the former Packers running back that's an analyst now. And this kid goes blowing by on a route, you know, and just catches it. I looked at him and I said to Gary, that dude looks like he's been here 5 years. It was a rookie. It was Greg Jennings. And it's like, you know, they're not showing you that anymore at the rookie minicamp. As a matter of fact, Matt LaFleur said, you know, my first year here, me and Nathaniel Hackett, we had guys overworked. I mean, you know, they were bending, the rookies were bending over into trash cans and, you know, losing their lunch. So this is just more of an orientation. But LaFleur let us in for the whole one. It was supposed to only, they're only going to let us in for a few minutes. But he said, hey, listen, just as long as you just shoot from head to waist, okay? Don't show any formations and stuff like that. We're just teaching these guys. And I said, no, fine. We just want to get, you know, Matthew Golden is number 22 jersey. We just need pictures of that. So he let us stay for the whole thing. And, you know, we saw him. And they weren't playing any music either, which means we could hear the coach yelling a lot more often. And that was pretty interesting. Some of the, you know, the Matt, I tell you, Matt LaFleur, as low-key as he seems from the podium, that is a micromanaging coach.
You know? I believe it. I mean, when you see a guy with a haircut that clean, you know that he's taking care of every detail. Like
that's a great analogy.
There are a lot of people who look that clean who aren't that organized, but when you do that and run a whole football team of a bunch of guys, you know that he's got it. Again, locked in is the word.
Yeah, so Matthew Golden, Anthony Belton, the big offensive, 6'6", 330 pounds. He told me he's going to lose about 10 pounds or so out of NC State. They'll probably work him at guard. Barry and Sorrell, the kid who stayed in Green Bay and then walked the stage when they took him in the fourth round and stuff. Very bright group, very good communications. Warren Brinson out of Georgia, that kid's ready for ESPN. But most interesting is this Isaiah Simmons guy that they signed up from the Giants, a backup linebacker. This might be another one of these picks-ups like when they got Devondre Campbell out of the Falcons.
Or
Sewell Douglas, you know, like out of the Cardinals. And I said to LaFleur, oh, Giants, did you ask Xavier McKinney about him? He goes, I did. Yeah, I did, as a matter of fact. And so they had a reference on this guy who they played in a couple of games. They really liked the way he played out. He only had a one-year deal. He was a former first-round pick for the Cardinals. And now they've added him on a one-year deal. And he can back up, you know, Quay Walker, Edgerrin Cooper, at, you know, linebacker, and help out on special teams. And 2 weeks from tonight, the Packers will be getting together for Jordan Love's Celebrity Softball Tournament on Friday night, May 23rd, at the Timber Rattler Stadium in Grand Chute. And it goes to Jordan's Hands of Love Foundation, and the tickets are already on sale now at the Timber Rattlers website.
Awesome, awesome. The Timber Rattlers work with us here at Civic Media. You can check that online, I'm sure, if you're looking for tickets to that. Very quickly, Mike, I know you've got to get going, but very briefly, any news on changes to the Bucs as they've entered their offseason?
Now, I don't think so. You know, Mike Malone got fired from the Denver Nuggets a couple weeks ago after just taking him to the championship. I don't see that as the kind of guy that they would replace Doc Rivers. I don't see him replacing Doc Rivers. And they just re-signed John Horst, the GM. He's just got to figure out, you know, how to reload after this season, what he's going to have to do to replace Damian Lillard, who's out for the next year with that torn Achilles. Hey, one fun fact, too. The Kentucky Derby, which ran last weekend.
Yep.
Won by Sovereignty, who, by the way, they say is not going to run in the next race, so no Triple Crown winner this year. Did you know that every horse that ran in the 151st Kentucky Derby last weekend was a descendant of Secretariat?
Holy cow. Is it the first time that's happened?
I think so.
I mean,
but
that,
you know, the Courier-Journal, the newspaper down in Louisville, came up with that story. Isn't the 1973 Triple Crown winner, the legendary Secretariat, when they retired him, they put him out to pasture, he hooked up with 660, you know, foals, registered foals. Anyway, every horse that ran in the Derby last weekend is a descendant of Secretariat. I thought that was the fun fact of the week.
As if the sports books needed any more incentive for people to bet on that lineage, that pretty definitive evidence that it matters a fair bit. Well, Mike, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I know you've got to run, but thank you again for joining us, bringing us all the inside info on Top Notch Sports. My dog is excited. We appreciate you.
Have a great weekend, Greg.
Thanks, Mike. Bye now.